How does one remove uncertainty? Well, there's a variety of ways. The simplest, and in many ways the most powerful one, is to ask somebody else. You're laughing. And yet, every engineer in the room knows how to do that. The person sits in the next cube and maybe just knows something that's going to save you, not an hour a day, but maybe many months of work. What do you think of this design? The guy in the next cube says, there is no way you're going to ever achieve this speed between the processor and the cache if you have the cache over here. Boy, that was a really simple thing. But if you didn't know that, you could have easily blown many months on the schedule. Asking an expert is always of value if you know the right questions to ask, of course. And by the way, not every expert is an expert. But in general, design reviews is one of those processes to make this happen. Sort of obvious. The other thing that has to be more institutionalized is that one can apply development techniques that are well understood. Fast estimators is one of the best engineering approaches to get early understanding of uncertainty. And by the way, I've always felt that synthesis should and could be used much more as a fast estimator. A lot of people use synthesis and they have this thing crank for 10, 20 hours to get the last nanoseconds out of a piece of design. I think earlier in the design process, they should have had it crank for 20 minutes and get an early estimate of all of the major blocks. Get an earlier understanding of what the overall configuration is going to be. And this is going to be true for more and more tools. As we move to now start design at a higher level from system C language, a C-based description, being able to early on take these descriptions that could be hardware or software, automatically create a quick implementation in an FPGA, for example, is a great way of early estimation of what the throughput will be through the logic, what the complexity of the logic will be. Secondly, any process that builds in guarantees of correct by construction is of incredible value. When we're talking about many of the deep submicron physical effects, we can diagnose them, sometimes difficult to diagnose them, but almost always we can build rules on how to avoid them in the first place. Mapping these rules into programs and into a methodology that guarantees that the problem won't occur is one of the best ways of saving time later on in this cycle. And last, reuse is one of the most fundamental engineering approaches to not only saving time, we know you can save time by reusing a piece that you have already, but reducing uncertainty. Because on this piece of reuse, you'd know a lot about the part.